Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, geese, Donnie Baker, the Wright Brothers, eggs, and a dog drawing. But first, this.
High five myself, no friends.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
On a much lighter note, a goose took out a high school golfer recently.
Oh, my God.
Is that right?
What? Just let's give you some details on this. It's a 16-year-old gent. He was walking near a goose nest on the fairway.
Honka.
At the World Creek Golf Course.
Honka, honka.
A goose apparently swooped down on the teen. It's described here. He tripped and fell, picked up the game where he left off with borrowed clubs, since the goose wouldn't let him get near the clubs that he had dropped. The coaches had to go out with golf carts to chase this goose away so the tournament could get back underway. It's amazing how these geese. We had a story the other day. I think it was at Eastern Michigan University, where the kids were getting attacked by a goose. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, they are very protective of their nests and their little ones. So
can you imagine if you had to deal with wild animals during a football game? They're not going to go right, Steve, because of the alligators over there.
Yeah, let's try to avoid that.
As a general rule, they typically go right on this.
Oh, look at the bobcat on the field. What's that?
Well, this will surprise me. coming out of the field. That is a pretty big.
Can you outrun a bobcat?
Pretty big elephant coming out there.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie Baker.
Now, don't judge me. I watched that Game of Thrones for the first time yesterday while I was off work.
Yeah?
Okay, you were off work?
I think I'm going to like it, Tom. That's what the problem is.
Uh-oh.
I had no idea chicks could be that hot during medieval times. Normally, I can't get past the fake accent or dirty feet, but that show's got more nudity than the champagne room we opened up there at Boonies.
Yeah, a lot of naked ladies. Huh?
And the women got more teeth. Anyways, my situation at work has changed, too. They shut down the entire place for some kind of mandatory employee training day to get everybody updated on some new BS stuff they're putting in place.
Well, shouldn't you have been at work for that, Donnie?
Yeah.
You sound just like my boss, Dick.
Dick?
Well, his name's Randy, but I call him Dick for short, Tom.
I don't think Dick is a nickname for the name Randy.
Hmm.
There you go. You sound just like him again. I swear to God. Anyway, since I missed this mandatory meeting, they put me on goose duty here at work at the retention pond behind this plant.
Okay, really?
On some Jeeby prick stowed the two German Shepherd cutouts I'd made to keep them away. So now he's got me here scaring them off in person. So I just stand around all day yelling to these stupid gooses. I hate how Canadian gooses think they can just fly down here, crap all over our lawns and our lakes, and treat this country like it's their own personal litter box. I'll say it like this. It may be my first day on the job, but these birds are going to wish they stayed up north, because after I'm done with them, they're going to need the free health care they get.
Donnie, you can't really touch the geese. That's the law.
Once again, Tom, you're starting to sound like Randy. Dick. I know they're protected. I know about the statute of limitations or diplomatic impunity, like in Lethal Weapons 2. So you can't shoot them or grab them by the beaker, even if they're coming at you, only if they strike first.
Really?
It's no different than being a bouncer in most bars. But I say about this, forget about building a wall on the southern border. I say we put nets on the northern border, stop all these damn Canadian geese from coming down here crapping all over our great land. Not only crapping, but they're gridlocking our roundabout.
Yeah, they'll...
Now, I don't afford these geese no more rights than I would a common pedestrian. You're blocking the road, you get one honk. And then I'm running you down. And you get it twice from me because I'm always towing my boat. I swear to God, the only goose I like is the one I got from Patty Ferguson, my senior prom.
Oh, nice.
That one surprised me. I felt like I was getting my oil checked on the wrestling mat again. Hang on a second. See, there's one wobbling toward my truck down. And he's a low rider. You can tell he's got one in the chamber.
Thank you. That was very educational, Don. Building a net at the northern border.
Yeah, that'll work, I'm sure.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like that big golf net at Golf.
Yeah. As Chick Bee once pointed out, the average Canadian goose, I guess technically they're called the Canada goose.
Yes.
They have the defecant the size of a full-grown truck driver.
A middle-aged man, yes.
But in Canada, they're just known as geese.
Geese, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Right. And in France, of course.
I would imagine. Well, some of them probably born here now, so they're just maybe geese.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And don't they just mock you when they just slowly walk across the road in front of you, and you're like, you can fly! Why don't you fly?
Oh, they mosey, don't they?
They do.
Take their time.
I've always said I don't, we have a deal. I don't do any avoidance. It's up to them to get out of the way.
You don't stop?
I'm not speeding up. But I'm not slowing down.
Chick McGee.
Well, when you hit them, though, there are feathers everywhere. It's crazy.
Oh, it's like a pillow fight, isn't it?
It's like a pillow exploding.
Yeah.
It would be great if we found out that if you eat them, that they had some really great property that would be good for your health.
That would be nice.
Solve that problem pretty quick.
Like increase your IQ.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Make you live an extra 10, 20 years.
It's all that goose you've been getting. Thank you very much. Now, Christy, what's happening over at the news desk?
Well, we should talk about today in history, I guess. By the way, it is wear your pajamas to work day, if you're so inclined.
Nice. Make sure the rest of the office is doing it.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, my God.
It's also bean counter day.
We got the consultants in from New York. Muldoon, I can't help but notice you're wearing your PJs.
Muldoon is our co-worker.
I think we should have this be accountant day. I guess bean counter day is kind of the same, but...
Were they the day off, I would hope?
Yes. Yeah. They should all get it should be a national holiday for every accountant after this horrible tax season is over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Born on this date in 1867, Wilbur Wright.
The better Wright brother.
Oh, really?
Orville.
You have a favorite?
Orville was just kind of along for the ride.
He sure was.
No, they were both incredibly brave.
I think Wilbur was just,
Two wrongs, two wrongs don't make a right, but two rights make an airplane?
Apparently,
Bike shop, yeah.
No, three rights make a left.
Okay, yeah.
That's right, exactly.
There's a great book about him I read. Amazing stuff. Those guys had super balls.
Oh, the right stuff, right?
Literally.
Written by Wilbur Wright, because Orville could barely...
False, that's completely wrong.
Orville's napping again up against the tree. Yeah.
Well, I do all the work.
Yep.
You know what's going on?
He's going to get half the credit.
They'd have thousands of people go to these fields, and they'd for these demonstrations, and they'd have occasional guests on the plane. Sometimes there were a couple times when the guests didn't survive.
Oopsie. So they were murderers is what we're
saying. No. It was the early days of flight. Just fascinating stuff.
A bike shop in Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where it started. Now,
on this date in 1889, Charlie Chaplin was born.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he ever tried to bring back the toothbrush mustache? I think is the technical term.
I doubt it.
Yeah, it's pretty much done, don't you think?
Yeah.
They say everything comes back in fashion.
Didn't he have it first, though? I think he did.
But I'm just, but I think it didn't matter if he had it first. I think it was taken over by Hitler, and I don't see that making it. They say everything eventually comes back. I don't see that coming back.
No, never.
Bell bottoms, maybe. I mean, the shaved side head thing, that came back, so.
Born on this date.
In spite of the Hitler youth, that came back, so we'll see. You never know.
Born on this date in 1924. Henry Mancini.
Da-dun, da-dun,
da-dun.
The Pink Panther.
God, I love that song.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Pink, pink, pink.
On this date in 1927, Pope Benedict XVI, Joseph Ratzinger, was born.
Oh, I broke it.
Ratzo, they call him.
They do not call him Ratzo.
Yo, Ratzo. Hey, did you hear Ratzo's the Pope?
What? Ratzo?
Ratzo made Pope.
Not that guy.
He's in the new Star Wars.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Retired from being Pope, and they had the right outfits, so they... He's...
Oh, makes an appearance?
That,
you know...
Actually, you know...
The clothing in Star Wars reminds you of the Pope, huh? That's interesting.
Some, especially in the...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Those Senate scenes. Yeah, yeah, they're very...
They're very vestment-like.
Yeah.
They, actually, the Pope's kind of been in the former Pope, because there hasn't been a...
There's never been a retired Pope. Well, there has been, but it's not been a long time ago.
But he's been releasing some stuff to the press, which he said he wasn't going to do.
He's
once
getting
he
a little
retired.
Bored, I think.
What'd that one Pope say? Oh, they showed him where he was going to be sleeping, and he said, "That's a beautiful bed. It's a shame I'll have to die in it."
Oh,
think about that. Go out, make it a great.
Noodle on that one.
Go out and make it a great.
See, he didn't do that. He switched. He switched back.
No, he quit.
Who did Joey Ratz?
Yeah, he's retired.
But he said he was going to you know, live quietly in retirement. Now he's releasing. He's got some disagreements with the new Pope, and
we all get bored.
Yeah. Okay. Already. Okay.
Born on this date in 1947, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yay!
And also April 17th. See, part of him was born
so
today.
Big.
Because he was so long. The second half of him was born.
I see.
Yesterday.
Also born on this date, legendary sports figure Bill Belichick in 1952.
Oh, I saw one of his baby pictures.
Grumpy.
67 today. What?
Grumpy jerk.
Cut off diapers.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's,
came out wearing a hoodie.
A bill for you.
Scowling.
I don't like anything around my wrist. That's interesting, Bill. Really.
He looks at the cake. The candles go out. Angry man.
Born on this date in 1965, one of my favorite actors, John Cryer.
Love John Cryer.
Me too.
He's good.
He's in
one
a
of
great...
your favorite
oh,
actors.
He's great.
Oh, I like him. No, he's in a new movie coming out.
Two and a Half Men. He's stellar. Did you ever see the episode where to make money he allows himself to be a...
Let me guess. There's a misunderstanding about sex.
On some experiment. And yeah, he gets this...
Two and a Half Men, all right.
Gets this disease. He's got all this skin hanging off. Hilarious.
He's in a new movie coming out with Pete Davidson that I think you're really going to enjoy.
I can tell you the name right now.
Miss.
Yeah. No, I think you might.
Miss.
Born on this date in 1965, Martin Lawrence.
Does John Cryer feed Pete Davidson into a wood chipper?
No.
I might enjoy it.
No.
All right.
And extra points if it's a documentary.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you guys.
What is it about Pete Davidson that girls just love him?
They love him.
They go bananas.
The kids love Pete Davidson.
They want to fix him and they want to save him.
Okay.
Well, who is it? Kate Beckinsale now.
I think he's hung like a rhino.
Yeah.
I think
he might be.
Too. Yeah.
He must have something.
They want to save him.
Yeah.
And he's famous.
Have you seen?
Yeah, but these are famous women that don't need to be famous.
Have you seen the memes where they've taken his eyes and...
No.
They make him look like... The most private of all areas on a person?
What?
Two of them.
That's just mean.
Because of the coloring of his...
Who else is having a nice birthday?
Chance the Rapper.
Boy, if your name Chance the Rapper,
was born on this date in 1993.
Kind of sad.
Yeah,
it?
You're either a blackjack dealer.
Well, you know what his real name is.
Or you work at a mall at Christmas time. Hi, I'm Chance the Rapper.
He actually has quite a nice name.
Isn't it Chancellor?
Chancellor J. Bennett.
It's a nice name.
Yeah.
I think if you're called Chance by your parents, that's kind of a... Like naming your kid Mistake.
Well, favorite episode.
We took a chance and went without the condom and hello.
Chance, here's your sister 50-50.
Take a chance on me.
Oh, I missed
one.
I
love that song.
Take a chance.
I've missed one. 1971, Selena was born on this date.
Okay.
Selena?
Oh, Selena Gomez. Oh, okay.
Just says Selena here.
She hasn't put out an album in a while.
Yeah, it was. Well, she had that show, the Selena and the Teenage Witch.
Oh, I don't know. It's Sabrina there.
That was Sabrina.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Man, that talking cat. That was hilarious, wasn't it? It's going to be in the movie with Pete Davidson. And?
And?
Also, on this date in history, in 1943, hallucinogenic effects of LSD are discovered.
Mm-hmm. Hey, go on.
Hey, does everybody see that dragon eating a pizza? I think there's something wrong over here.
And the next day, the Doors released their first album.
No, that would have been a few years later. That's a great album. Stop it.
And born on this date, or right, history, I'm sorry, 1972, Apollo 16 departs for the moon on this date.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's the one where they, that, what was that, the fifth time?
I get
time
confused about
that movie was boring.
Apollo missions.
Houston, everything's
everything
going just
great.
Swimmingly. Yeah, it's, yeah, things are terrific.
Hey, we've got a bunch of rocks. Want them? You're going to play some golf. Got a green astronaut jacket.
You think there's somebody there when they came out and they unloaded the rocks? What else you got? No, just the rocks. No, seriously. Where's the moon people?
Yeah, right.
Moon people.
Josh, when I was watching the Masters, I was dying Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Of course, you've been dying Easter eggs for, 6 weeks?
No, we just did it, and I did a bunch more yesterday. Uh-huh. And I sent you guys a video. Josh had been kind enough to send us this little thing. It's a little machine, and it spins the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an inexpensive toy machine. Takes a couple batteries. It spins the eggs, and you hold these special pens up to the eggs, and you can make them striped.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's very colorful, and the girls love it, because we spent...
called the Eggmazing.
The Eggmazing. But I spent a great deal of time doing different dyeing egg techniques on Sunday while the Masters was on, and in the process of which I dyed my hands various colors. I think I've got scrubbed most of it out. But next time, remind me to wear rubber gloves. We'll probably do some more eggs this weekend.
Point to the story?
Yes, there is, because I wanted to demonstrate to Josh how sweet it was for him to buy my little girls. They're 3 and 6 years old, to buy them this little machine, and they loved it.
I've got a bone to pick with your little girls.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I said, hey, girls, let's make a little movie for Josh,
mm-hmm,
for getting us this thing. Yeah. And I was scrambling, and I did this nothing. There was no coaching or directing. I just said, just say hi to Josh and thank him for making the machine. This is the audio from my 9-second video that I sent you.
All right.
This is a little heart and little Finn. Okay, here we go.
Thank you, Josh, for the best. Thank you, Josh, for the best.
Oh. Say hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh, he poop.
Josh, he poop. Uh-oh.
That's exactly what I want to talk to him about.
That isn't very good
Josh,
audio,
poop.
But
I don't know which one. I don't know which. I haven't met him. I don't know which one it is,
that
but
was
one.
That was Little Heart.
Makes up the her song she made up for me is Chick McGee. That's what we farted for.
Right.
And now Josh.
That was her sister.
Josh is pooping.
I didn't say
that. What's wrong with these kids?
I gave them no coaching. They just, that the high pitched sound you're hearing is that thing spinning around because they were very busy coloring their eggs.
Yeah.
But thank you, Josh. What kind of
sounds like.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Kind of sounds like a Hendrix. Right,
and then
kind of found out about phasing.
And then I was mentioning on the air one of we had a nice letter from, I don't have it handy, from a windbag, one of our famous windbag people.
Oh no!
That some tips. I like to do the thing where you do like the batik thing on an egg. So you block the ink in one spot or the dye, and then you dye it. So then you can have words on your eggs. And he suggested he knew about batik ink, but he also suggested using rubber cement.
Oh.
So you can spell words out, like letters on an egg, and then you dye it. And
isn't rubber cement a lead-based?
Probably.
No, it's rubber-based.
I love rubber cement because you can do rubber cement, you pretend you're eating boogers.
I think it's horse-based.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you can eat rubber cement until you're full, right?
Here's
I thought it was paste.
Now, here's Finn's. This is Finn's 5-second tribute to Chick McGee.
Chick McGee, this is what you farted for.
Now, come on!
And again, no coaching. I swear to you,
thinks you fart and Josh poops.
Yeah.
No.
Well, in their defense, she's not wrong. These girls are not.
No, I fart and Josh, look who their father is. I think that's the problem.
I explained that Josh got him this nice thing to dye these eggs. They were having so much fun. So let's make a little movie for Josh.
No, I understand.
My favorite part of it is when Hart says, Josh poop. Very serious. Mm-hmm. No smile, nothing. Right. Just very matter of fact.
Josh poop.
Anyway, so there we go. Have fun dyeing your Easter eggs, everybody, and have a good time.
And unlike Tom's children, a lady who likes me sent me a wonderful gift, and I can't thank her enough.
And I have seen this thing. It is amazing.
This is amazing. This is from Genevieve Schluter of her website is jensart.net. That's G-E-N-S-A-R-T.
And man, she's talented.
Yeah, she is.
And it's Schluter Sketch Studios, and she draws pictures of your pets. And she drew a sketch of my girls,
my
lady dogs,
dead on,
Monkey and Mrs. Monkey and Ruby.
Monkey has that look on her face. Yeah,
Monkey has that look on her face.
She's going like, if I have to sit here to get my picture drawn for one more second, I am going to go attack you and have a tennis ball.
Monkey is so sad because when I got Monkey. Those were what's known as the dark days. And Monkey's heard and seen a lot.
Tell people.
Her face is.
That those dogs sat for that portrait.
Yeah.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.